Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, how tough are these? Do you feel like this one, maybe you guys let it slip away?
Yeah, I mean, Detroit game, it seems like we're getting into a lot of these games, and we're not coming on the winning side enough. Coach Fox, I think, said it the best. There's not a lot of blowouts in the NFL. You're going to be in some tight games, and you got to find a way to win in the fourth quarter.
Jay, what was your mindset, understanding that you were going to have to take some shots and stand in order to get the ball down the field?
Yeah, you never. It's a tough defense. It's a really tough defense, and I think they're one of the best of the leagues at adapting on their own and adapting mid-cadence and finding weaknesses in your protection. They do a great job at it. They're well-coached, and you can tell on the field. So you knew it was going to be one of those days. I thought we did a really good job up front, with the injuries, and Swanson did a great job stepping in the center. Two guards did a good job on the outside. Alshon played well. Those guys played well. I thought Mark Mariani and Jeremy did a really good job of filling in for Matt Nettie. So we'll see how we do going forward.
Against that type of defense, do you put it on yourself, saying that, look, I know I have to do my part in terms of taking some shots and stay
up? Yeah, you can't ever worry about that. I mean, we're going to do our best to protect it up. We're going to do our best to counter what they're doing defensively with some of their blitzes. But sometimes we're going to get home. I mean, watch football across the league, and quarterbacks get hit, so it comes with territory.
What were the options on your touchdown run? When did you decide to tuck it and go in?
We were working Mark and Alshon there into the boundary. They all kind of just closed down. So I moved to the right, and you know what happened from there.
You remember it?
Do I remember it? Yeah, it was me on 22, and I don't know. He might have won that one.
Jay, the first half, there was a lot of horizontal, the screens that you guys had. You got some chunk plays in the second half. What did you see, and how did you adjust at halftime to get some of those plays down the field?
Yeah, they do such a good job up front. You kind of get lost in some of the stuff on the back end. But we felt good about our matchups all week on the outside with Alshon and Keo and all the guys. So it's hard to go, first down, second down, third down against a defense like that. You got to get some chunks. You got to move the field a little bit and shorten some drives from time to time.
As a veteran, when Jeremy has a drop like this, is there a need to try to talk to him afterwards?
Yeah, I talked to him. He's gonna be a heck of a player for us. I told him that one play doesn't win or lose a football game. I don't care what game it is, and that one didn't win or lose our game. I thought he did a really good job of stepping in for Matt, and we'll see what the extent of Matt's injury is. But I look forward to him having a long career here.
What'd you think of Alshon's touchdown catch?
Well, I mean, that's why we throw it up to him. That's why we had him out there. That's why we take some chances with him, because he can make plays like that. I thought he played well. We still got to keep finding ways to get him the ball and get him open in some coverages.
With all the injuries and then you lose Matt today, what do you credit the most with this staying in games?
Defense played, I thought, played well. Kept us in there. I think Adam does a really good job of managing play calls and trying to keep us in third and manageable. We knew third and long against those guys was going to be hard. Formation. We just try to throw a lot of different looks at them because we know they're going to throw some looks at us. So the guys fought hard, but ultimately it wasn't enough, and we got to find ways to close it out in the fourth.
Jim, what did you like on the drive that would have been the game winner, the go-ahead touchdown drive at least, that worked well?
Mark made a big catch. Al made big catches. We had a fourth and one. We had a third and long. Mark made a catch. We ran the ball. We got 4+ yards on some runs. So, we did everything that adds up to, getting in the red zone. So we got to find ways to do more of that. Three and outs and putting ourselves in third and long, that's not going to get it done in any league.
You guys had a tough divisional loss heading into the bye. You get another one coming out of it. What's the feel in the locker room right now?
It's tough. It's tough. I feel bad for the guys. I know they fought hard, but at this point, we can't point fingers. You can't listen to some of the stuff from the outside. We've got to find a way to unite the guys, keep getting better each and every week, because we got good coaches, we got good schemes. So we got to find some better ways to execute as players, and find ways in fourth quarter to close out games like this. Because we're not far away. We're not far away at all.
Couple more. Jay, when you decide to turn it up inside and lower the shoulder on Harrison instead of
going, I instantly regretted it, I think. I'm thinking the shortest distance is just straight line here. I mean, I knew the situation, wanted to get a score, so it was me on him, and you know, ultimately we got the touchdown, so I can't regret it too much.
Did you feel it immediately when you got up? I mean, do you feel it now?
I mean, no, I felt fine. I'm not used to those type of collisions. Let's be honest. I mean, that's not something I want to make a living doing. But I mean, you get over it pretty quickly whenever you get the touchdown, and you know, you get some endorphins going. So I was okay.
Anything else? On the list of guys you would least want to lose, is there anybody higher on the list than Forte?
He's up there. He's definitely up there. I mean, I talked about the importance of him this past week and what he means to this team, how versatile he is. I think Jeremy Langford is in that mold. He doesn't have the experience that Matt does by any means, but he can catch, he can run, he can block. So I don't know the extent of Matt's injury. I don't know if he's going to be able to go or not. But if he can't, you know, 3-3 is going to have to step up big for us.